This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. China says 17 more people have become infected with a new coronavirus strain. This is fanning fears it will spread further as hundreds of millions of people travel to celebrate the upcoming Lunar New Year. Meanwhile, U.S. health officials are now screening for the virus at three airports. More from VOA's Michelle Quinn.
Families wait in the San Francisco airport arrival lobby as passengers on a flight from Wuhan, China, go through a health screening to see if they have flu-like symptoms that may be linked to a virus that has alarmed health officials worldwide. Johnny Tang, a tech worker in Silicon Valley, was waiting for his parents to visit.
Because they know there was a planned visit to here, then I think for the past week they just stay in home to avoid any contact of any potential risk.
The virus is believed to have started in Wuhan, a city in central China. It belongs to the same family of coronaviruses that include severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS. SARS killed nearly 800 people globally during an outbreak 17 years ago. It also started in China. Michelle Quinn, VOA News, San Francisco.
Military sources say more than 80 Yemeni soldiers have been killed and scores injured in a missile and drone attack blamed on Houthi rebels in central Yemen. Saturday's strike follows months of relative calm in the war between the Iran-backed Houthis and Yemen's internationally recognized government, which is backed by a Saudi-led military coalition. SpaceX will try again in less than an hour to test its emergency escape system on its new crew capsule. High wind and waves at the recovery site forced the company to scrub Saturday's test. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Hong Kong.